Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's motivational aim targets set a boundary for yourself. Thanks for listening to the boundary series. My aim is to encourage listeners to enforce the God-honoring boundaries the Lord has commanded them to enforce with confidence. I've covered some examples found in God's Word that target in-on boundaries that we can learn from. And if you have not already, I encourage you to listen to and share parts 1 through 18 of this series so someone can gain the insight and motivation to enforce the boundaries needed for elevation. The motivational aim, set a boundary for yourself, is a vital one. It's all great and good to enforce boundaries with others, but the real aim is setting boundaries for yourself, putting yourself in check, not crossing the limits God told you not to cross. Setting a boundary for yourself might look like not spending money you don't have, saving a portion or percentage of the money you do have, not going around certain people. Setting a boundary for yourself might look like not going around or entertaining in certain conversations or habits. Setting a boundary might include not allowing anyone or anything stop you from giving to those in need and being a blessing to others. Setting a boundary for yourself might look like not going off on someone. Setting a boundary could look like you resisting the urge, or someone, not you, somebody resisting the urge to hoard things. They're on the brink of becoming a hoarder and they need to enforce a boundary. They need to go to God in prayer and ask God, Lord, what do I need to do with these possessions of mine? Who can I bless with these things, Lord? When we go to God in prayer and we make God the first place in the center of our life, we are really enforcing a boundary with ourselves where we know we're not on top. God is on top. Now, God has blessed us to be on top in certain things, but we have an understanding that we are nothing without God. We are nothing without Jesus. And that keeps us in check. That's helping us keep a boundary on ourselves. Satan wants us to operate in pride, where we don't answer to anyone and we don't think or even consider what God is telling us to do. We see how blessed we are. We see money coming in. We see recognition coming in. We see resources coming in and we don't think, you know what? God is the one who blessed me with those talents and abilities for me to do what he has called me and commanded me to do. No, Satan wants us to get away from that. He doesn't want us to think about God. He wants us to live life apart from him, where we're making decisions, calling shots without going to our Heavenly Father for wisdom, discernment, guidance, revelation, insight. He doesn't want truth. He does not want that. And now that I think about it, when God blesses us, he requires us to do something with that blessing. He requires us to tithe. He requires us, or he commands us, to give to the poor, help the needy, refresh somebody else. When we do those things, those are boundaries. Those things keep us in check. They keep our eyes focused on God as our provider. Knowing that, okay, we gave and we know God is going to give back to us, but we have this expectation in this relationship to keep God on the forefront of our minds, not to just get things, but we're trusting in his word. When God commands us to give to those in need, when God commands us to bless others, that is a boundary. A boundary letting us know that we are to serve as the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We are to do what God told us to do with what he has blessed us with. It's not about getting things and not helping people out. It's not about getting things and not being a blessing to someone. Or if we do get something, we're only going to bless the people who we think we want to bless or we think is worthy of a blessing. No, we can bless people who we want to bless, but if God tells us to bless somebody who we didn't expect, that's what we have to do. That's obedience. God put people in our path to serve as a blessing to them. Now, I didn't say God blessed you to finance people's habits and immoral lifestyles, but God did bless us to be a blessing. And those blessings we receive should be evident in the people's lives we influence and impact. It should spill over in some way. Now, if they don't want the blessing, that's on them. And if they refuse the blessing, that is on them. But we should serve as a blessing when God blesses us. If God blesses us with joy, we can be a blessing and provide some joy for someone else. Provide a smile to somebody. Provide a compliment. Bless someone with a compliment. Bless someone with the gift of friendship. Bless someone with some insight. Bless someone with some encouragement. Bless someone with motivation, hope, time, attention, resources, a meal. That's how it works. And when we do those things, that serves as a boundary to keep ourselves in check. We are to do what God says to do with what we have. Whatever God has commanded us to steward over, we need to be obedient in that. And with that, in Luke, the 12th chapter and the 13th through the 21st verse, there's a parable about someone we can learn from as it relates to setting boundaries for ourselves. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. Someone from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." "Friend," he said to him, "who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over you?" He then told them, "Watch out and be on guard against all greed, because one's life is not in the abundance of his possessions." Then he told them a parable. A rich man's land was very productive. He thought to himself, "What should I do, since I don't have anywhere to store my crops? I will do this," he said. "I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones and store all my grain and my goods there. Then I'll say to myself, 'You have many goods stored up for many years. Take it easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night, your life is demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" That's how it is with the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Now, you just heard that. But Jesus just finished teaching about the kingdom of God and issues that really matter. But a person from the crowd wanted to distract Jesus with what was going on with him. He was focused on receiving an inheritance. Now, there's nothing wrong with receiving an inheritance, but we have to put things in proper perspective. Anything and everything Jesus talks about matters. And when Jesus is teaching us, that is the time to set a boundary on what we are thinking about. Now, this man was thinking about money. He was thinking about what he wanted. He was thinking about what was his. He was thinking about what somebody should have done for him. Now, nothing is wrong with thinking about all of those things that he was thinking about. But those things that he was thinking about have their proper place. And apparently, that man's thoughts were out of place. Jesus was teaching on the kingdom of God. And this man didn't come and ask a question about the kingdom of God. He came and asked a question about something else. So that lets you know his mind was fixated on his thoughts. And Jesus let the man know, man, I'm on earth to teach you about things deeper than an earthly inheritance. I am teaching you the way to a spiritual, eternal inheritance with God the Father. That's the inheritance to talk to me about. See, that is what happens. Satan wants to distract us with temporal things that have no weight in the grand scheme of eternity. Jesus used this man as an example, though. And he used this man as an example on the importance of setting boundaries with yourself. Enforcing boundaries where one intentionally thinks about what they need to focus on and letting go of distractions on things that don't matter. Now, you just heard the parable, but let me go ahead and just do a quick recap. The parable primarily focused on when individuals do not enforce boundaries when they obtain material possessions. If they do not enforce God-honoring boundaries with the things God has blessed them with, Satan can use that and he can use those things as an inroad to create strongholds in a person's life. Greed is a stronghold. Greed is a mindset. Greed is an attitude. And greed can produce challenges for people. Jesus said to watch out and be on guard against all greed. And you already know what greed is. Greed is the intense, selfish desire for things. Now, some people do not know this, but their life is not in the abundance of their possessions. Now, the man who approached Jesus about his brother, he was greedy. He was just as greedy as the person he was complaining about. But he presented it to Jesus as if it was the brother's fault. And then he goes into this story about a rich man, Jesus. He goes into the story about a rich man who had a dynamic harvest, an abundant harvest. The land was very productive. The rich man had so many crops where he said to himself, man, I have so much. I did great this year. What can I do with all of this increase in blessing God gave me? You know what? I know what I'll do. I'll build a bigger area for me to store my crops since I don't know where to put them. Hey, that's what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And then I could put my grain and all my goods there. Then I just sit back, chill, relax, because I have enough goods stored up for years. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll go ahead and take it easy. Drink, enjoy myself. You know, live the good life. But God told him, you fool, you're dying tonight. And all of those things you prepared, whose will they be? Then Jesus closes the story. He closes and ends the parable by saying that's how it is with the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. In a sense, Jesus is letting us know this is what happens when one does not set a boundary in their own life. Once again, there is absolutely nothing wrong with riches and wealth. But going back to what I mentioned earlier, God blesses us for our enjoyment in addition to blessing us so we can serve as a blessing for somebody else or other people. God is watching to see what we will do with the resources, talents, abilities he's given us. What will we do with them? Now, the man in the story, he was rich. He was so rich, he was only thinking about himself. He did not enforce a boundary with greed. He did not enforce a boundary with selfishness. He didn't enforce a boundary with kindness. He hoarded what God gave him, not knowing that his last day on earth was that night. Now, how did those material possessions help him? He was rich in materials, but not rich in his relationship with God. So in reality, he was very poor. And by the sound of it, he wasn't even rich in relationships with other people, because he didn't even think about, you know what, I have so much, let me go ahead and bless somebody else. He didn't say, let me go ahead and just set this stuff up for my children. Let me set this stuff up for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my neighbors, my nieces, my nephews, my siblings, my parents, my grandparents. Let me go ahead and help my friends out. Let me go ahead and help my spouse out, my loved ones out, my relatives out. No, he didn't do that. He didn't say that. He said, let me help myself out. I'm looking out for me only. I'm not trying to bless nobody. Not even let me help the people that I see in need out. Didn't even say that. God didn't create us to just look out for ourselves. He created us to serve as his hands and feet, meaning he is the one directing our hands on who to help, and he's directing our feet on where to go. When he directs our hands, he's letting us know what to offer people, what services to offer. Okay, we have our hands. They're serving as the hands of Jesus. Jesus could be saying, use your hands to go hug somebody. Use your hands to offer a hand. Somebody needs some help. Use your feet to go where I tell you to go. And when we obey God and we serve as blessings for other people, we are helping people at just the right time, giving them what they need for what they prayed for. It's important to set a boundary on greed. It's important to set a boundary on pride. And it's important to set a boundary when one is trying to covet, or the thoughts are coming to someone's mind to covet materials. Set a boundary in your mind against anything trying to set up shop and take space to have you thinking about, if you just get this, then you will show that person that. If you get this, they'll see it's all about you. It's never about you. It's never all about you. It's all about Jesus and what Jesus did for you. And it's all about what he is doing for you and what he told you to do with what he gave you. Set a boundary with yourself. Check yourself. Get in alignment with Jesus. Enforce a boundary against distractions. Set a boundary on stagnation and stale relationships. Set a boundary on the stagnation and stale relationship you might or somebody does have with Jesus Christ. And the way you do that is you continuously speak to him, pray to him, and ask his guidance on everything. You make him first place in your life. And a scripture I would like to leave you with is 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 5th verse. And it states, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I selected that scripture to remind you and to reiterate the importance of enforcing boundaries with our own individual selves. There are a lot of distractions that seek to take our eyes off of the most important relationship we have, and that is with Jesus Christ. And the distractions the pride and the greed is put in place to deceive us, where we fix our eyes on things that don't matter. They don't matter, especially when they are acquired incorrectly apart from God. We must cast down greed and force a boundary against it. And you know how to do that? Give. Give to those in need. Help somebody out. Give to the church. Give to a God-honoring, Bible-believing church that God told you to give to. Keep God first with your finances. Bless someone unexpectedly. That is setting a boundary. Think about it. Greed does not like to give. Greed can't stand giving. Greed doesn't like giving. But when you set that boundary, you're keeping yourself on track with the promises from God that a generous person is a person who enforces a boundary against greed. A generous person will prosper. And whoever refreshes others with what God blessed them with, they will be refreshed. And that's a promise found in Proverbs, the 11th chapter and the 25th verse. There are blessings associated with enforcing boundaries, but one has to be willing to do the work with others and on themselves. All right, so remain encouraged. Thank you for tuning in. Visit drkenitrabryant.com to download some Bible study content that I have on the site. You can also order some inspirational apparel. Feel free to check me out on the YouVersion Bible app and on Instagram at Aim Towards the Target. Enjoy your day. Peace and God bless.